Well, hello, A&E gang, and welcome to another episode of Anything and Everything with Nina Masugu. It is a fantastic day, and I'm so glad to be back here. Before we get to any formalities, please don't forget to like and subscribe and join the official growing A&E gang, okay? And the good news is now we are officially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so you don't have an excuse, okay? So today is a very special episode for me. If you can remember, in the very first episode, I did tell you guys that my mom is late, but God made up for that later in my life, okay? So it's about 1998, I'm about 4 or 5 years old, and I lose my mom to a very tragic car accident, and unfortunately she passed on. But later in life, God, because he's a restorer, he makes up for it. And the woman he used to give me that grace is here with me today. Today, I am sitting down with Miss Lindiwe Phakathi. She is a visionary entrepreneur and the founder of MCT Financial Lending, which is a microfinance business dedicated to uplifting women and marginalizing communities through accessible financial services. She's also a motivational speaker, a life coach, a child of God, but most importantly, she is my mother. Okay. Hello, mommy.
Hello, sweetheart.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm great. You are my very first episode.
What a pleasure.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for being here. We've talked about this quite a number of times that, right. You know, and this is what we do in the house. We just love sitting through a conversation and just having conversations over some tea. True. So I'm really excited today to just let everyone in on the things that we get to talk about and just a little bit more on my world. Right. And the funny thing is that people are really confused about this, right? One minute I'm like, oh, my mom is late, rest in peace. The next I'm like, Happy Mother's Day, Ma, I love you in my house. So I feel like I need to just give clarity, okay? But we are going to get into that. Did you have a nice day?
Yeah, I had quite a lovely day.
Okay.
Started very busy in the morning. I had a few meetings.
Okay.
And I was timing my time to
say,
I don't want to drive late. I don't want
you
the
hate
rain
driving
on
late.
On the road, yeah. You know? Mm. So I was really, really pushy with the people I was meeting. The one was online, the one was physical. And exactly after 12:30, I was out of the office.
And you are really great with keeping time.
Yeah.
I know that about you.
Of course. Time is of essence.
All right. So just to get you a little bit of ease, tell me something. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you with keeping secrets?
Well, I can't promise you a 10. Right. Okay. We can roll at the 8.
Roll at
the
8.
Unless it's a really, really something that I can't tell. But I can see that they ate it.
Look,
stage.
And I can attest to that because there's been some information that you've withheld from me. And I'm like, Ma, just tell me. I won't tell anyone. And you're like, This person said I must not tell anyone.
It's called a secret.
Yes, for a reason. So I can attest to your 8. And if there was one person, right, who had to play the life of Lindiwe Phakathi in a movie, who would that be?
I think Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
I have always loved that
you
woman.
Have, yeah.
She's been my inspiration.
Yeah.
And I think my love for public speaking was drawn from that as
Yes.
You know?
Mm.
So many people have labeled me Oprah in my own space because they can see the similarities with the way I do my work.
Of course,
when I'm behind the mic.
Yeah.
And look, if you admire a person, you do whatever it takes to make sure that you actually...
There are
big shoes, of course.
That is true.
But you can make your own big shoes.
Speaking of that, I actually read something online earlier.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure who it's from. I think it's Unati. And she said the biggest compliment is when someone imitates you.
Right.
Because then it's like, okay, I'm doing something right. So I can definitely attest to that.
Precisely. And it's nothing else but the truth.
Yeah, that is the truth.
Yeah.
And if someone were to play, if you had to choose one song that better describes your life, just a theme song to your life, which song would that be?
Look, I don't even want to go to my birth story.
Okay.
But my birth story is a reflection of the goodness of God.
Okay.
Under normal circumstances, I could have long died. couldn't have even been born.
So it was going to be a
but
different song.
But the goodness of God just held me in my mother's womb like that. Mm. So when that song plays, when I play it, I understand.
Is that the song by?
By Cissy Winans. Cissy Winans.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, I really love
I can,
that
I can
song.
Attest to that. Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of have an idea of this one, right? I'm wondering, people don't know that you hate insects. If an insect or any a wasp, a fly or whatever were to walk in, come in here right now, you freak out.
Bona.
What is it about insects?
I have no idea. People call them phobias.
It could right? be.
They say it's a phobia. The funny thing is that I'm not afraid of a snake. Just the other day, I killed a snake at Auntie Pumi's house. It was in the garage and I was
so
caught.
Rather a snake than a wasp.
Like, look, that thing is there.
Okay.
So a wasp and a cockroach that flies or anything that flies, it wants to come and interfere with my space.
And you don't like it.
I can't take
it. So is it,
it
because a snake is big enough for you to see from there?
Yeah, and it's there. I'm in control. Yes. I know that I'm supposed to be even in control of it. But this thing flies out of nowhere and you don't even know what it's called. So what has
and
beaten
you?
Oh
my gosh, it like, terrifies you.
Like my windows are closed as early as 4:30. Windows must be closed. Closed and there must always be a doom.
And that's been a rule in the house for years.
Yeah, like I can't. You speaking remember Tlamulo used to even laugh at me on an advert. Cockroach.
I remember that time. That's you.
So and that's just it.
Speaking of your house, right? I mean, God forbid your house is on fire, right? I'm out, Jay's out, Spash is out, right? So for anyone who doesn't know, Jay is mommy's firstborn. She's my big sister. And then Spashley is Jay's daughter. So that's my niece.
Right.
So your granddaughter's out the house. Spashley's out. Jay's out. I'm out. We are standing outside. And you need to go quickly fetch something in the house. What are you getting?
It's going to definitely be my Bible, Woman Thou Art Loosed. Because
you love
that
it.
Bible it's is so my every. It's in tatters right now. It's
wrapped a million times. Yes.
But that's what I would take. It's constantly on my headboard. So that's what
I think
you'd
even
take.
Grab your diary.
Right. Definitely my journal and the book that I'm reading at the moment, Anointed for Business.
Okay.
I definitely would grab those.
I can definitely attest to that. Last question. How do you spend your lazy day, your day off? What are you doing in the house?
Look, I have learned to love my company. I love spending time with Lindiwe. And because I love my bedroom space, I've created it as a sanctuary for me to just relax there. I have no curtains on my windows. So I just lie on my bed and reminisce about how my week was, you know, check on the things that I have conquered for
and
the
just
week.
Reflect.
Yeah, just a beautiful reflection. Just appreciate the goodness of God for having made me survive that week. But I really love just relaxing like that.
With your cup of tea.
Hey, my Joko tea.
Yes.
Strong and very,
so,
very strong.
So let's get into me coming into your life, right? I think I'm a teenager. I'm in grade 9. I just can't remember how old I was that time. And I've just started coming to church. And you were my youth leader at the time. And oh my God, I just remember, I was actually a little obsessed because you looked like the woman I want to become, right? And you actually had a specific seat, like in church.
Yes.
Right in, like,
I think, an elder.
Yes, you're an elder at church. So every time I would come, I would remember, even I would just peep, okay, she's there. I'd look at your dress, your heels. Like, I remember all the details, right? Aww. So let's talk about that, right? I was a very loud bubbly person, and I just came on to you and said, I want you to be my mom.
And I'm going, what?
What was on your mind that time?
Look, the tricky thing about being a child of God is that God can do absolutely anything with you.
Yes.
God can use you. God can take you out of your comfort zone by introducing foreign things to you, you know.
Yeah.
So initially, I remember very well how I rushed to my friend. And I said, now I'm doing a bit, you know. And,
hey.
But her voice didn't mean nothing. Whatever that she may have said, it meant nothing. I had to be convicted by God.
Yes.
Right? I had to see it as an opportunity that God wants to stretch me.
Yeah.
That God is realizing, I mean, you've got only one child.
Yeah.
For God's sake. There's a daughter. I'm giving it to you. You know? It was a scary moment.
Of course.
But I had to adjust myself and say to myself, let the will of God happen. And because you were persistent.
Yeah, every Sunday, I've been a persistent queen.
Yeah, every Sunday you are on my case.
And you smelled so good. I just wanted to come hug you and lie on your chest. So I could not miss that moment. And I don't know if Jay has ever shared this story for you. And I don't know if you remember. You gave us an exercise on one Saturday for our youth. And you said to us, we must partner up with someone that is not friends with us.
Right.
And just tell them something that we are wishing for. And I said, and Jay chose me, right?
Right.
And I said to Jay, I wish I didn't mind because Jay's fashion sense is up there. And I was like, oh my gosh, this girl dress is so nice. So when she's like, okay, let's partner up. I was like, of course, girl, let's do it. And she had said to me that, you know, she gets lonely sometimes because she's the only child. She wishes she had a little sister. And I was like, okay, I'm not lonely. but however, I really wish I had a mom. My mom passed on, And she said, oh, but you can share my mom with me. Oh, what I'll do, I'll just speak to her, right? Mama, I lit up like a puppy, you know, a puppy. I was like, really, like, you would do that? Nah. I don't know if she ever told you that.
She did.
She did.
She really did. I want to cry now, but yeah, she really did.
Yeah, we actually connected before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how then God works all things together.
Of course.
You know, it's like it was meant to be. Mm. Because remember, for every young woman I embrace, yes. I still have to go via Jay.
Of course, and have that conversation with her.
Yeah, that would be her space.
Yeah.
She would have to share a space with this person that they don't know.
No, yeah.
So by the time she came to me excited that during that exercise, this is what happened. Mm. And I'm like, Pella, that girl, really, she's just one trying to be in yeah. So I'm glad.
Yes.
And I was happy that she was excited about it because it has always been very lonely in Jay's life, being the only child. So it wasn't a difficult thing to take you,
it just
have you on board.
Came together.
No, I'm a yellow bones one. Right.
And now, I mean, obviously, we need to have the conversation with my grandmother who raised me.
Yes.
And my father. I remember I did tell my dad that this is what happened. And you know what, Ne? The one thing about my dad, he will support me. Baby girl, whatever you want, as long as you're happy and it's safe, I just need to meet this woman.
Right.
Tell me about the time you had to now go speak to my grandmother to ask now to take me so I can stay with you. How was that for you?
And remember, that was after a few times, a few Sundays, and sometimes you would come with us. And when I felt confident that I can be able to speak to your grandmother now because I'm also feeling okay about it.
Yes, now you've gotten to know me a little bit more.
Yes, I have had time with you. So I remember saying to you, Siaga Koko, Namhlanje, yes, I was still a bit scared. Rejection is not one of the things I take very well.
Yeah.
So I was a bit scared to go to Koko Marangati, ufunung chonchelum zuguluam. You know,
where do you come from?
You know what I'm saying? Because they wouldn't have understood the dynamics of all of that. But by God's grace, we went, you know. I arrived at Koko's house, the Chaka, and such a beautiful old woman.
Oh, she was.
That woman was such a beautiful woman. May her soul rest in peace.
Mm.
So I came in the lounge, and she's sitting there. She receives me with a smile. I introduce myself, and then I tell the story about me being in the church and you wanting to be my daughter and me being ready for you to come and actually stay with me, you know?
Yeah.
And Ugogo, I I suppose God had already prepared all of these things. Because her reception was really awesome.
Mm.
Of course, there was a bit of a condition that, when I explain footing Lala next to my the school,
or even better.
So it's going to cut cost for the transport, and it's going to help me to monitor that, Gatle, because look, Gogo. And I think she also thought smart there to say, wow, it's going to be a save on cost for transport money.
Of course.
And she said to me, just on one condition that she still comes home on weekends.
On weekends, yes.
Yeah, and that was, we agreed. Yes, Gogo uzobuya ngama weekend. And it went on, but not all the weekends you will be at Shaka, you know.
Yeah.
It started getting rolling and she started getting used, you know. And sometimes we will both go Sunday after church and go
check on her.
So check
Gogo
and everybody else and leave. So I think my fear of rejection was well covered there. Ugogo received us very well. And wow, I now have a baby girl, and the whole church had to know.
The whole church had to know.
Remember, I had to go tell daddy.
Yes, you did have to tell daddy.
I told mom for this. I told daddy, I have got a daughter now. And she is.
I also just couldn't wait to just talk about it. Like I told my friends.
Yeah.
You know, I told.
It was an exciting moment.
It was an exciting moment. Yes. And, you know, we Jay wasn't around at the time because it was time for her to go to varsity.
Yeah.
So it was just me and you in the house.
Right.
And I'd be alone after school when you were at work.
Yes.
And then, you know, you'd find me doing my homework or I need to take the meat out the freezer and things like that. And we really had time to bond, which I appreciated so much, you know.
Right.
There's a lot we spoke about. There's a lot you taught me and everything like that. What was your, what is your favorite memory of me when we stayed together?
Look, you've always been a talkative person. You engaged me.
Yeah.
You challenged me.
I remember asking you so many questions.
Yeah. You were such a curious a young girl that wanted, like you wanted all of it.
Yes.
You know, and at that time I didn't realize that this child was actually sucking, you know, for everything. Like it was a preparation. And, but the most beautiful moments were, you remember how I taught you how to make my tea?
Oh, yes.
You know, no one could ever make me tea like
and I am
you.
Obsessed with that tea, even now, for myself.
Right. So you know, you knew how to treat me. You will make my tea. Obviously, we're going to cook together because I had to cook, teach you how to cook the way I
you
cook.
Wanted, yes.
Right. So I will have
and that was actually our bonding time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, a very beautiful bonding time. So we had, I would have my cup of tea and I love the fact that you were just so responsive. Knowing Mama Marafiga, the meat must already be defrosted, you know, naturally.
Yes, you hated not the microwave.
Yeah, so so then we already talking about the menu. But the most beautiful moments after all of that, that bonding is been done. Because Nina, you've always dreamt on being next to cameras.
Yes.
You've always wanted to be on TV. And I had to harness that for you.
Yes.
I had to encourage that out of you, drag it out of you. So I remember very well, we will take literally a newspaper. Of course, you would start by saying, Mama, I want to read the news today. And I remember saying, but read the news, Jan, newspaper.
Then let's do as if this is a real thing.
Let's do for real. You're going to read exactly what is on the paper. And you would inspire me for your hunger, for wanting to make things happen.
Yes.
You know, your dedication, your determination of wanting to make that difference. And I would just enjoy that. Oh, Lord, how I wanted this child to be in front of cameras.
Yes.
And I have enjoyed the time
we spent together
in our house.
Yeah.
You remember when I went to specifically bought two chairs? For the,
you didn't
the
have chairs in the kitchen, yes.
Right?
Yes, I remember
and
that.
It was a problem. You remember that Jacqueline comes home and it's just, where's my chair?
Yes. Yeah, even though it wouldn't make sense to have three no. because of how the house is set up.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not here. So this is my chair. This is Nina's yeah. chair. You know, but it was beautiful moments like that. And I also just love the memories of how you've always loved to stick things around.
Okay. And I remember I still do it opening now in the house.
Wardrobe. Yeah. I opened the wardrobe in the room, your bedroom, and there's a picture of you and your dad, and there is these writings on the wall.
Yes. I'm like this just child. Me validating myself. I yeah. am beautiful.
You've
I am
powerful. Always been
there. And I still do it now. Yeah.
Right. Mm. So I hold a whole lot of memories and how you just also understood me as yeah. your mother. Mm. How you resonated with my spirit.
Yes.
How even now it's like you're my original daughter. Oh.
And Jay sometimes is like, "Who's Zagalani?" Because she doesn't like talking as much as
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, no. The other she's day an we introvert. Were, okay, he says the reason why you and Cabo are like that is because you are the same, Mama.
Are the same.
So just talk accept that I'm not that, you know. So yeah, but I have a whole lot of memories yes. about you being at school. How you would be, like you would be so. What is this word? So.
Dedicated.
You know, your school uniform. Mm. No, there's that correct term. Mm. So you kumbul. But uzimisela, you know. And you wanted people to see which way nuhlala.
No, mama. Yes.
You know, nuhlala lana.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would just drop you lapis tracking because the school is literally. Just for
getting off outside your beam. I was like, yep, that's yeah. my mom.
So that they just see you. Yep. What did you
just
think?
Just FYI,
you were doing?
I'm right here.
Right.
Yes.
So it's all those memories, Nana. Mm. It's been really beautiful to mother you.
And you know what I remember about those years, because I've always had an outgoing personality, right?
Right.
And just bubbly, like extra bubbly. I mean, my first name is Gay, so you can just imagine. Yeah. But what you did for me in those years in high school, you just put it together nicely for me, right? And I also learned that just because you're a loud mouth like I was,
right,
doesn't mean that you're confident, right? So you taught me that.
Yeah,
I had I was nominated to be a prefect at school. I didn't get it, you know. But anyway, we're here now,
right?
I didn't get in. Remember how sad I was? And I was like, do they not?
I had to motivate
yes,
you.
Yes, because
to
I
come
was also not.
That.
I was not the brightest in school. I just passed to just get
right.
by.
Right.
You know. And but you motivated me to say, no, it's fine. If they don't choose you, it doesn't change who you are.
Exactly.
You are still who you are. And I was like, yeah, you know.
That's so true, yeah. Mommy.
That's true.
Yeah, because but it took us some days before you came.
I was
out of
morose
that
in the house. I was yeah. like, they didn't choose me, they don't see me. So the confidence part, Ma, I must say, you know, and the cooking, like you had mentioned, oh my God, like those were actually the best times. Lastly, on this topic, when you had now finally, you know, spoken to my grandmother, what do you say to your own mother? Because you and your mom are quite close. Did you sit down, no gogo, and say, Pela, seguno girl in the house? Or
yeah, mm-hmm. Look, that had to happen.
Of course.
Because one way or another, mm. we're going to go via home.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it can be random. Mm. That I'm just saying to my mom, now I have a daughter, mm. you know. So I had to go sit with my mom and explain that. Of course, with some kind of limitation.
Yes.
I mean, I'm an adult. Mm. I can do whatever I want to do.
In your house,
my
girl.
House,
yes.
Right? But as a courtesy of her also having to embrace you, mm. like she would embrace Bridget or mm. Tobile or Jacqueline, yeah. you know. I had to explain to her the background and make her understand how it has happened. Fortunate, my mom was like, if that's what God wants for you, then I mean, do it. There's
yeah.
nothing to lose,
yeah.
you know. Mm. And I know very well. It took some time, of course, for her to melt away.
Yes,
you know,
of course,
and say,
of course.
Because people believe family must also only
be blood.
People that are mm. blood related. Mm. But eventually she is actually came up and came along and accepted that Ulindiwe has got another daughter.
Daughter, yeah.
And yes, the whole family started knowing.
Yes.
There's now a Cabo. She is as light complexion as Jacqueline.
Yes.
You know? And yeah.
Because also Jay was not around for a long time because she was in varsity.
Yes.
Yes.
So there was no way that was going to be avoided. Mm. Wherever I go, you are here with me. I go see my aunt. I go see my mom. Wherever you are here
We're always here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I want us to get into Lindiwe Phakathi, the life coach.
Right.
You are a motivational speaker and a life coach. Let's touch on the life coach. How did you get there?
Right. I always label my life coaching as being a natural life coacher. You know, life coach, right? People believe there must be a certificate, you must belong to some group and some organizations and stuff. But I have always been a life coach in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's nothing that I labeled for myself. People told me that you know, when you speak to me, something about the way you speak, say your words make a shift in my life, you know. And later on, God had to say it to me that I'm using you, right? I remember how I never used to be a hugging person, right? Because of my rejection story. But I started hugging people.
And some of us forced you to be a hugger.
Yes. When I'm at the mall, some people would just come and say, I just want to just say
just
one word.
Yeah.
Or just say one word. That word is going to carry me. And It was beautiful how it was happening. I wasn't aware until I get feedback from people saying, you remember, I met you.
Yeah.
Even school children. I mean, I used to do a lot of school work, motivation in schools and stuff like that. And I would just get feedback. I remember in 2017 how I was pressured to want to be like everybody. And I registered for a coaching course.
Okay.
With new insights for that matter. I paid a lot of money.
Okay.
I had clients, right?
Okay.
The same way they came is the same way they left. And there was emptiness. And I was like, what is happening? And one day I'm in my bathroom. That's where the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And he was like, you can never replace me.
I am your tool.
Right? I am your coach.
Yeah.
Right? Look, those things are still in the garage somewhere there. All of those books, that money is gone. And after that, I started again receiving people. So I am a natural life coach. Yeah. I speak life because life coaching means you speaking life to people.
Yes.
You're giving hope. You're bringing humanity to people. So there's no drama about it. You don't have to structure it. Life belongs to God. He's the giver of life. Right? So if he chooses you to use you to life coach people life, do it with excitement. You don't have to prove a point by showing a certificate.
So are we saying that, would you say that this is not something, it can be something that you're born with and you can go get a certificate?
Yes, most definitely. Other people have to go to pay money to go and study life coaching.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Course.
I mean, I took that route. I thought that was the route for me.
And it's different things for different people.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people must go and study life coaching if they want to study life coaching. But for us who did not study life coaching, they must not say we are not life coaching.
I get you.
Right. Because some things are so spiritual.
That's true.
Some things are very spiritual.
And do you have a coaching style? Like, do you have a template where you meet a Kabonina and you say, okay, first I must ask her this, and ask a family background, like, what is there something you use for when you coach a person?
Yeah, it also depends.
Okay.
On what Kabonina comes with.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I have my introspection V-line method that I use. If you come to me and you're talking about the pain that you have endured, mhlambe, you know, Asithi, in your example, fact that maybe you never dealt with the fact that your mom passed away and you're not understanding some of the emotions that you're going through, why you're feeling the way you feel. I've got my way of doing it. We go back, we go to the conception of, you go to the root of how did your mom conceive you, what was happening around during all of that, because there are events that happen.
There are events.
That's why there's names.
I mean, my God.
I'm Lindiwe because I was expected for 11 months, you know? So we need to...
And these are things we need to know.
They are part of us. If we don't confront them, if we don't deal with them, we will never understand why certain things are happening the way they're happening in our life. So I love to go into that because that's where your healing will come from. That's where your understanding that everything that happens in your life, there is no mistake.
Yeah.
Everything is ordained by God to happen like that. But once you come to the place where you understanding that, oh, this is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
This is why certain things are happening the way they're happening in my life. It makes your life easy. You stop fighting, fighting shadows.
Yes.
You know, know now that, oh, I have to change it. I have to break that cycle. I have to deal with that case. You understand? And it makes your life easy. And because it's integrated with the word of God, it becomes beautiful.
So we can say that we can't heal without confronting our past, basically.
No.
We have to take it back.
You have to. You can't avoid it. How can you conquer what you don't know?
But speaking on this topic, just to pick your brain as the life coach, what do you do then when you don't even have references in your past? Like when maybe in a family, maybe you've lost your parents, you know, you don't have a reference that you can just call and be like, what happened to me when I was five? Or where's my mother? Or where's my father? Like, what do you do when you actually don't have those people that can tell you about your life? Like maybe futa unagogo, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
There are some cases where you have to refer a person to a clinical psychologist.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
There's a guy I work with.
Okay.
When I see, Guti, this one is bigger than me, then I can refer it to this guy.
Okay.
Right? But from my perspective, because I am using the spiritual route of working with you, I will show you that you can start from where you are. I show you that you have a God who is your father, right? You can actually literally decide that I want to adopt this so that you close that void of you want to go find something that's not there. So for the rest of your life, you'll
just
be looking.
Searching.
I mean, it's a set path to take. So then we will then literally talk about how God can embrace you, how God can father and mother you, how God has got good plans for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't need some of these things, especially when they are not there.
Yes.
How are you going to force yourself to go and... You'll go to the graves.
No answers there.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's how I do it. Sometimes you realize, this one is complicated.
Yeah.
The person, they are extra emotional about it. You can't say you can't believe in what they are believing.
Of course.
Then you can make a determination whether you can deal with this or not. There are people who are ready to want to find solution, but there are also people who want to cling. So I can't deal with the clinging part.
Yeah.
So one must be ready. Yeah, you must be ready
and
to
intentional.
Say, as much as I want to understand my background and I understand that there
and
is
as much
absolutely
as
no nothing that's gonna help me. But I need to go past this.
Yeah.
And when we take you through that process and you are able to do that, that's a win for you. You go on, life goes on.
It really
because
does.
We don't get stuck in the past.
Yeah. And God is a restorer.
God is a restorer of all brokenness in our life. They can try, but he is
a restorer.
The master restorer.
And you're a life coach, of course. Do you think that a life coach needs a life coach? Do you have a life coach?
Of course, girl. Yeah. Right. Of course, in the past, I never had a life coach.
Okay.
I never had, it becomes difficult. Mm. For instance, you're like, why when I need this kind of help, I don't have no one to
yes, there's no one
and
close
pour
by.
Out to, you know. Mm. But you have got to work on finding that kind of it could be a friend, you know.
Okay.
My mom is too much like me and she can be too hard. So there are things I don't
talk to her because you just
to.
Know she's
no,
just gonna.
No, I know what she's going to say. And sometimes I'm not ready
to hear that.
For that truth, yeah. You know. Mm. So I think I started enjoying the part of being coached by other people
okay.
when I got into the business space, which is we will come to that,
into,
you know,
yes.
where I am actually enjoying being showed away by other people and realizing that, yes, there are things that I also don't know.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to just know that I can, you know, write a quick WhatsApp and say, yo, I'm stuck.
Yes, I just need advice.
I need you to talk to me.
You said something very interesting there. You said that it can be a friend. So are we saying that a life coach doesn't have to be a stranger that you go to the office and sit down? Can it be a friend? Can it be a spouse? Can it be a sister?
Look, life is interesting, right? And relationships are amazing,
yeah.
right? It's up to you. There are people who believe in formalities, you know. Mm. There are people who believe in structures.
Yeah.
There are people who have a system of some kind. But sometimes life needs to be just treated casually.
Yeah,
right?
And just have treated conversations with your people.
Just have a conversation with a friend.
Mm.
Because out of that conversation, you can actually find your solution.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. And tell me, as a life coach, we live in the times of social media.
Hmm.
You know, people are going through a lot because they see things online. They feel like, I mean, I feel it sometimes too, when you log in and you feel like, yo, my peers are way ahead of
Valele.
Me. Yeah. And, you know, you get discouraged sometimes. As a life coach, what advice would you give to someone in this day and age, in the times of social media, where everything feels like, you know, it's overnight success, what advice would you give?
I think one of the major things about the times now, if you compare, I'm born before technology, of course.
Yeah.
If you compare our times and the time now, it's written all over.
Yeah.
That there's so much pressure, especially for young women, right? That are not understanding that we are all in a journey, right? Like my fingers. We are not on the same path because God is the one who puts us in paths, right? You can't want to be here when it's not your season, right?
Mm.
If you are here, embrace that. I wish young people could just understand those dynamics to say, this is for entertainment and be able to separate the two. Because in real life, some of the things that you see on Instagram and Facebook
and
TikTok, they are not real. Mm. There are few people who give you real content,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
But most of the time, the content is created, you know.
And curated,
and, and I mean, I've got daughters who would show me how you create this content, right? And I fortunately, I emphasize on my program, Empower Her, for my girls in the school, right? To say, don't be fazed by what is happening on social media. You're going to take a rope and hang yourself because you think we are salela. It's not a real life. You are in a journey of creating your own real life, real time life.
That's
what you are in a journey. And you cannot skip from being in high school and then sofuna ukwenza izinto ezenziwa ku social media because you feel ukuthi uyasalela. It's actually a sad thing that
I think so
young
too.
People are not fully experiencing being young
and
they are not experiencing real young people's challenges. Everything is, by maybe it's an AI. Everything is just created.
Yes.
You know, so it's a sad thing. And my hope and prayer is that 40 years, then you don't regret that I've actually missed out on experiencing the real life. the life where God will order your steps, the life where you literally see Jeremiah 29:11 happening in your life without you having to fake anything, without you having to create anything for yourself prematurely. So what I would really say to young people is that separate the whole story of social. It is social media. And media is not always telling the truth.
That is so right? true.
So leave your truth. Your truth is that this is where I am in life and this is where God has placed me now. And I'm in a journey of discovering who I am. I'm in a journey of discovering. This life is a big thing, guys.
It is a big thing.
You know, it's so huge that you don't want to come to where I am right now. Because if you think your responsibilities now are hectic, wait until you are where I am.
Oh, my God.
You know, to realize, wow, I should have just stayed in my 30s.
Just as a child.
Right.
Yeah.
So people can just allow themselves to, like, I really enjoy social media, right? And when I do whatever, I do it at real time.
I speak
the word of God. That's me. There's nothing that must be edited about what I'm saying. I go into TikTok, there's nothing that you have to edit, right?
Yeah.
And I make sure I continue to speak life there because I am a life coach.
Yeah.
And these days, funny, TikTok is loving me. Like, I get followers every day, you know, because
everyone is hungry for something authentic.
There are people who are also hungry for something authentic. Mm. Someone that just is there because they are speaking the truth about what is happening in life. So that's my desire, my prayer, and my hope that we can just separate social media
and
from
real
life.
Yeah. Oh, Mama, you answered that so beautifully. Aww. Thank you. A little bit about you as a motivational speaker. I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but you also trained me, you know, to how to speak, you know, how I hold my posture, how I, you know, say things and how I pronounce things. Are you still doing that?
Yes. Okay. I do it with people who are willing.
Of course.
Right. People who reach out to me. Mm. Like, I know that I've got an appointment with this guy.
Mm.
I think he's in a working space. But he wrote me a message and said, "Mam Lindi, I need help. To assist me because I think she is getting exposed. M7Zini, they want him to do program directing."
Mm.
And this is what I always say.
Mm.
Program directing and motivational speaking, right? It's not happening because you are Nina, you are an influencer, or you are a celebrity.
Mm.
No, there are techniques and there are tools on how you do this. You can't get into the space where it's a black tie affair and then you want to do jokes.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand how a comedian must do a black tie.
I mean, a little joke here and there won't hurt.
Now, in my case, you learn the packages of what you...
What to say, depending on the event.
Exactly. You can't have executives of industry...
And you just speaking.
And then you just start laughing like what? So I think what I am doing at a small scale at the moment is entertain those who know me as a motivational speaker. I mean, I've been in this thing for a very long time. I think I was in my 20s when I was doing this when I was working for government. I will always be the one that
speaking,
does that free of charge.
Yeah.
And so my small scale is about people who know me and they will say, "Mama, I need you to help me. I need you to coach me on how I should do." And I do exactly like I used to do with you.
Say,
first of all, you need to understand your style.
Right? And everyone has a different style.
Exactly.
Yes.
You cannot imitate or mimic someone else. Be you. And do you and understand your subject matter.
Yeah.
Do your research. Understand what it is that you're gonna be talking about. Look, I who is this American lady? I love her as well, Lisa, right?
Okay.
I love Lisa. I think I I did some sessions with her online.
Okay.
Like she would just be talking Google podcasts about what are the tools that you must use
as
for your
public
to, in order to attract people and draw the attention of people, you know. So I also feed on other people. Now, your emotivational speaking, it was just something that came to me naturally.
Yeah.
I call myself a communicator. That's why I don't understand. I articulate things so well. And I put a lot of emotions.
Yes, you
into
do.
I put myself in the other person's shoes.
You do.
I'm never rough in my speech, you know. So,
so
it's also because I listen to other people.
You listen to understand.
I listen to understand because once you do that, there's knowledge involved, plus but then there's also that wisdom from God. Then you do it excellently. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Okay, Manu, I hear you. And just a little bit on your just your career and where you've worked and everything like that. I mean, you've done quite a number of things.
Sure.
But right now, you are the founder of MCT Financial Lending, right? Tell me more about that.
In fact, MCT Financial Lending is a subsidiary of Motivated Construction Team 13,
yes,
which is my original registered business.
Yeah.
But because this is a leg, it's doing something totally different from what Motivated Construction Team 13 was, and it's currently my baby. That's what I'm focused. This is what I wake up to go do every morning, right?
Mm.
So how it really started, you know, sometimes you get tired of Nibizani 8 to 5.
9 to 5.
Is it 9 to 5?
It is 9 to 5. 8 to 5 is a little dramatic. To 9 to 5, yeah.
So yeah, my last 9 to 5, I was working with the MEC for Social Development in Mpumalanga as a chief of staff.
Okay.
Right. And I think I stayed just a year there.
Okay.
And when I left that employment, I was sure I was going back to business because, no, I can't anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And 3 years before that, this girl spoke to me. In fact, I spoke to her. We were going into the same church.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, what does it take to invest in this business where you are working?
Yeah.
And she told me, and I was like, yeah, man, this could be a good
investment. Yeah, this I could do.
Because ngizogcina ngidlimali, ngazi ukuthi ngiyoyikhomba kuphi, you know.
Nokuthi be happy.
And I was willing and ready to take that risk. And I said to her, let's meet. I want you to tell me more. The next thing led to another. And unfortunately, it's a very, by Bizani, legislated space, right? And the first thing that you must do, you must register to be legally,
of course,
be working in
so
that
you can't
space.
Just
no, you can't just do it. So as much as I'm registered with CICP, I had to register with NCR, right? Because it regulates that space of microfinance.
Yeah.
And it happened. Wow. The next thing, we were preparing, the office is being set. This is 2022. Wow, I walk into that space, I'm like, wow, this look good.
Yes.
Like when God was creating me, he said,
yes,
it
this
is
good. It. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we are in this.
Mm.
And but 2 weeks down the line, I'm looking at the costs from what this girl told me
and
what is really happening here. But I'm on it already. I can't go
turn
back.
Turn on your word.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And secondly, the truth of the matter is that I had no idea what was this all about. I just wanted to invest. I wanted to just make sure that there is something I wake up to.
To go to.
I can't do tenders.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So fine, fast forward. There we are. We are operating. We are functioning. And suddenly I'm getting visions of how I should structure the office. I mean, first time it was just a big hall. And I saw a vision that showed me you can separate, you know.
Yes.
And I remember calling someone, Bonile lapha kuwe, you did this thing. Can you help me with the person?
Yes.
Two days, that thing was done. So, wow, Kamampela, this is happening, right? Mm. Now I'm only depending on this girl because she's experienced in the space. She's worked on the number of microfinance. All that, I mean, was happening with me is that I had money to invest.
To invest, yes.
Right? Mm. And we started the process. It was beautiful. Wow, clients are coming. Mm. Ah, voila. I'm going to be turning 3 years in the space this year. And it has been a very roller coaster journey.
Of course.
But because I love challenges, because angifuna ukuhlulwa next, iBhayibheli lami lithi, greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world.
Mm.
And I'm no failure, right?
Mm.
So I started creating a big why for myself.
Yeah.
So because the why is going to keep me
there.
Even if it gets tough, yes, but I'm going to stay. Keep you there. So I created my why, that my real purpose for this is that I want to influence policy in the industry. I want to be one of those women that will be speaking about this industry that is so male-dominated and be saying there are women in this space and these are our struggles and we deserve to be also in the forefront.
Yes, of course.
So that's influencing. And I also said as one of my philosophy, I influence, I inspire, and I'm actually creating a legacy because this is an industry that you can have branches all over.
All over, yes.
You can go to Africa and be able to do that. Mm. So suddenly the dream, the vision became bigger.
Yes.
And that's what I'm feeding on at the moment. That's what excites me, you know. And because there's the beauty of it is that you've got systems that work. You know, it's not that you always have to be. No, you can be at home in your nook in the kitchen and working and knowing what
is happening
in the business.
Yes.
So that's how I started the business in 2022. Mm. This year, May, we will be turning three years full. I have so much lessons I picked up
about
legislation and compliance. And I had to focus at some stage into saying, because I'm positioning myself to be the influence in the industry, you have to comply.
You have to
make sure that you understand all the compliances and you make sure that you are there because that just opened doors. Nobody wants to work with a person who's a chance taker. Mm-mm. Then they ask you about your vet, you don't have it. They ask you about SARS, you don't have
no,
it.
Just
all of
answer.
Those things need to be
in order
for you to be taken seriously. Mm. And I think as a director, that's my focus. And I tell my team, guys, I don't work with clients.
You do.
But this is how you are going to do it. I know you've done it where you come from,
but
the MCT style is this way. Mm. These are the things I need from you.
Of course.
This is the information I need you to get because I'm being empowered.
Yes.
And now I'm at the space where I'm really enjoying it with all its challenges, of course.
Because challenges are there
everywhere. I mean, if it doesn't have challenges, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
So I'm at that space where
that's
it's
interesting.
Really lovely.
And it's very nice to still see you excited with the work that you do and your career. If you were to give us young women who are like chasing our bags, I don't know, you know a bag, right?
Right.
A bag is your hustle. We call it a bag. we are chasing our bags, you know, because you are also very self-motivated, you know, and you go for what you want.
Right.
What is the advice that you would give us young women in this day and age, chasing our dreams, working? Like, what can you say to us?
Do it for nation building.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Do it out of passion.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Don't chase money.
Okay.
There's a book I love about John Kew, Money, Success, and You.
Mm.
In one chapter, he says, do what you are passionate about and the money will follow.
Okay.
Right? Mm. As you are doing this podcast, do it for the passion.
Mm.
do it for the big dream that you've always had, money will follow on its own. So that's what I can say, that when you establish any hustle and your motivation is that you want to impress others, your motivation is that you want to have money, your motivation is that I want to show them, because you're going to show up with a recent Louis Vuitton bag or a car. No, that's the wrong footing. Africa, South Africa and Africa needs young women who are going to understand the African global need for us to influence the economy, for us to contribute into the economy, for us to be able to say, how do we contribute with what we do with our businesses into making sure that other women are also... You cannot be selfish about it. It can't be about you. It's got to be about a collective of women, because we are strong when we hold each other together. When you win in this podcasting, get more other girls to actually come into the space, because the industry is big.
It's
the
big enough for all of us.
And the world is your oyster. So that's what I will say. Don't be inspired by things. No, you're going to leave these things. Be inspired by the passion that you have for the work that you do. Be inspired by wanting to influence other women and pulling them into where you are. Be influenced by the overall impact of your being in business for the country, for Africa, and for the world, if Trump is not chasing us out or doing all that.
You heard that, guys. That's my mom. Lastly, back to social media, right? I have seen how, you know, you always ask me questions of how you can, because the truth is everything is on social media right now, right? And even on your business, you know, you touch on it, you post certain things. To anyone maybe who's around your age right now and they're still stuck in the way of doing things there, you know, they don't want to be on social media. What is the social media? What do you say is the importance of evolving and just moving with the times instead of in terms of your business and just you as a brand or as a business? What is the importance of evolving and just moving with the times?
We have to be innovative, whether you like it or not. You have to scale your business, right? You can't be sitting in the plateau. Like, you've got to scale your business. You've got to be innovative. Look, I did not know anything about digital marketing until I came across young girls who were talking digital marketing. Okay, what's that? And I become very honest. Like, there's this girl that was doing my digital marketing concept, right? I told Nana, angazi next. So you need to hold me by the hand and you need to understand my limitations. But once I catch it,
we are moving.
So for women at my age who are in a business space, the other best thing to do, pair yourself with some young people.
Okay. Nice. I love
Pay yourself. I'm fortunate to have you as my daughter that I can always bounce to you and say, this is what I want to do. But how do I go about it? You
know? Yes.
So I also just wish that young people who are in these industries, in these things, could understand that. Asifuni kusalela, right? We want to be working on the times. Like, I am a full believer that old values and new values can always make a miracle if they come together, you know. So I always make sure that I have young people around me, that I was actually telling my team, Nina, nilisi game, Nina, because there are so many things that you should be doing about advertising this business, you know. When you come into the office, and that is also helping me to understand that on my coming branches, I'm going to hire young people
who
are social media savvy, so that the business is in the eyes
and of who know and understand the market and what the market wants.
Precisely, because marketing is no longer done in the way that you thought.
Used to.
We can go and stand at the corner and give pamphlets. No. There's a whole lot of things.
Okay.
So to women my age who are in business, girl,
get with the
pay
program.
Yourself. pay yourself, scale your business, make sure you're innovative. If you don't know, don't be scared to say,
Yes.
Ask these young people, they are the best. They are born in technology.
I love that. Lastly, a very exciting thing that I've enjoyed watching you be part of this program, right? And you're graduating soon, actually.
Yes.
You are part of the Grasa Machel program,
yes,
right?
It's called the Women Creating Wealth.
Yes, program. The Women Creating Wealth.
Yes.
Tell me more about that and, like, you graduating soon. Let's get into that.
Whew. Sometimes curiosity doesn't necessarily kill a cat.
Yep.
Right. Mm. And this is what I like to say to Smartly.
Because she's so cute. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this, I mean, this other program, your TechnoServe, right? Mm. It was a 10-month program. It's also a business program. Mm. Social media, because it was on social media.
And you're like,
and
hey,
because I'm curious, yes, I'm like, maybe something could come out of this. Mm. And then, you know, Google Forms these days is so nice. There's Google Forms. You just share your information.
And
on
they
there.
Share the
so
info
on
with you.
This particular program, someone shared it on the TechnoServe program.
Okay.
And when I opened it, and first time I'm like, Mara, this is scamless.
Because there's scams every single day.
But at the same time, I'm like, what is it there to use? They will have my ID. My ID is everywhere in this country anyway. So there I fill in the form. A week after, I receive a response. Congratulations, you have been accepted in the Grasa Machel Women Creating Wealth program. Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting moment for me. I'm like, I spoke it to existence. Because in 2024, I said to one of the ladies I work with, I need to do some business program.
Yes.
Now that I see what is happening, I need some business program that's going to give me more insight into this
what
big
you
fish
do,
that
of
I'm
course,
doing.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
And voila, it came. So registered. Then we obvious things are happening online now. Mm. So they doing it through an online system.
It's fine. You remember it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we get onboarded, you know, we being explained how the program is going to work. And then you realize, what have I just do to myself? This is going to take me committing, being consistent, fighting, because it's a free program, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
All cost paid for you. What
and
a privilege.
Just giving you knowledge.
Yes,
to
it's
empower
knowledge.
You.
It's empowerment. Mm. It's networking with other women. It's meeting new people. I mean, this program is happening in 7 countries in Africa. Mom Grasa Machel is doing great work. Mm. She's making sure that women in Africa, because we hold the economy, we hold our communities, we need to be able to duplicate ourselves, right?
Mm.
So there I am in the program, and it's a 10-month program. A lot of work, Nina. But I sleep at 2 o'clock.
Mm.
I sleep at 12 o'clock. I am busy on my program, on my laptop.
Yeah.
Angilala 4 hours. I'm like,
and
this
you wake
is
up excited
such beautiful
again,
knowledge
taking.
Because it's making me go and implement in my business. Mm. It's so practical. Mm. It challenges me. Some things are totally new to me. I'm like, Lord, you are so amazing. You are an amazing, you just know how to order my steps.
Yeah.
This has been ordered by you.
And imagine if you didn't want to adapt.
Yeah,
Speaking of adapting.
Right.
Yeah.
If I was like, what if it's a scam and I leave it at that?
Hey,
I would have lost fear can deny you stuff. So I'm very excited about the program. And to put a cherry on top, okay, they explained to us.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking I still have to go to the next one. Then they explained to us, no, we are looking for people to graduate. If you have finished this part of the... Actually, that one that you've been doing is the one that's major.
Yes.
It's the
yes.
major one. So if you have finished
even
it,
better.
You are a star of the
even
program.
Even better.
I'm like, what? Oh, I mean, I've done my pitching. Mm. Then you also do business pitching. On it. It's massive. It's beautiful. You have got life coaches. Mm. You've got business coaches that are helping you to understand your business holistically, that are helping you to take the theory, and you, because you have a business, you have got to practicalize it in your business. So that's one thing, because it's a great achievement for me.
Yes.
The fact that I'm going to be graduating over something that I watched myself committing and appreciating, because it's somebody has taken care of the financial part of this. If I were to do it at UJ, I would have paid a lot of money and I'm sure I would have withdrawn. But they making sure there's so much support in the space for you to be able to become the best. So yes, I will be graduating.
Well done.
May.
Hey.
Yeah.
I am so proud of you. And it's been such a pleasure. And I think it's one thing that you keep teaching me. And Jay, you don't just sit and say, you know, you just keep wanting to be the best version of yourself. You equip yourself, you know, you expose yourself to information that can just change your life, you know. But thank you so much, Ma. This has been a great chat once again, my first guest. But just in closing, I just also just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
I think you did a great job with me, girl. Okay.
I see that.
You did so well.
Evidence everywhere.
It's also just been such an honor, you know, and a privilege to be in your life. You know, you and Jay, just the way you've loved and embraced me has just been, oh my gosh. I mean, you shouted me exactly how you shouted her, even harder at times.
Yeah.
You know? And there's just so many things that you've taught me that, you know, I've just grabbed. I know, you know, when you come to my house, I'll always say, you remember you taught me this, you know. But most importantly, it's just been such an honor to watch you still stay with God. You still have the same fire and the same zeal that you had for God when I met you.
Nothing without that guy.
My God. Like, so just watching how consistent you've been, you know, with God is just also very encouraging for us who are behind you. I have seen God work in your life. It's always encouraging. He still is, you know. So thank you, Ma.
Nina, I must say this in closing, that every mother, every parent want to witness their duplication of the things. Remember, we impart who
yourself,
we are in people and in our children. And it's always a pleasure to just watch your children thrive, to watch them become who they want to become. Of course, without comparison, because you are not the same as you can be both my children, but you're not the same. But watching you and taking the comparison from when you came into my house, the zeal that is still there, the drive that is still there, the ambition that is still there. And I can assure you now that the sky is not even the limit, from here. You can be anything that you want to become, but I want to emphasize that never leave God out of it. You know, recently I'm calling him the CEO of MCT. When I'm stressed, when I'm frustrated, I don't only say, you say I must bring all my... I said, you are the CEO, so you need to tell me how we're going to get gonna out of this one, you know.
Yeah.
So always put him in all that you do.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't tell him. You don't tell him after you've made decisions.
I make the decisions with him.
You make a decision with God because you can't just pull him in like
later.
He's going to guide you. He's going to lead you. He's going to make you prosper in his way, you know. So I'm very proud of the woman that you have become and that you're still evolving to be. I'm very proud to call you my daughter. And God is a miraculous God because... Yes. someone was saying to me, no, Unamanga, I was sharing the picture where you were bringing the Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, that video flashed.
And she's like, no, you can't tell me this girl is an adopted daughter. You, all three of you.
Siafana, we are, yeah.
And I just love how divinely God will sort things out. So I'm very happy that you did this special session for us. And I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yes.
And I wish you all the best. And I bless you. I bless you, and I want you to never feel you are limited, and that I'll always be the wind behind your wings as
appreciate
your mother.
That. Oh.
Right. And I love you very much.
I love you too. Well, there you have it. Today's episode was quite special for me. I got to let you guys in on the conversations I actually have with my mom in the house. This is what we do. That is the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me once again. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and join the official A&E gang. See you next time. Bye.